Now we've got some breaking news in Rugby League World. We're joined by our man, Phil Buzz Rothfield from the Daily Telegraph. Buzz, great to talk to you as always. What have you got for us? What can you tell us? Buzz, we got you.
Oh, sorry, Buzz. Yeah, no, big story, mate, breaking online now at the Daily Telegraph website. Blake Green has quit the New Zealand Warriors. He's just walked into a team meeting in their camp up on the Central Coast, and he'll play out the rest of the season, mate, at the Newcastle Knights. The deal was done late last night, about midnight, just in time to beat the deadline for player transfers. He'll play 5-8 for the Knights outside Mitchell Pearce, and Kurt Mann will go to hooker. It's a huge signing for the Knights. They've lost three of their last four games, and it could well help them get back on the road to the finals.
Yeah, I think it's a good signing for the Newcastle Knights. Obviously, Blake Green was disappointed when he was told he no longer had a future over there at the Warriors. And I can understand his decision, wanting to get out. Does that mean he's got a 12-month extension or a new 12-month contract with Newcastle, or is it only for this year, Buzz? Do you know?
Yeah, it's only for the last, what is it, 8 games of the season. Yep. And if you're a Knights fan, hopefully the finals. It's just one of those short-term deals that we're getting during the COVID year of 2020. But at least it gives him, you know, time to settle down and you know, take his time to find a new club for next year. And, you know, he's a good playmate. He's 33 years of age, very experienced. And, I'm sure he'll be a great pickup for the Knights for the rest of the year.
No doubt. Well, you obviously saw Todd Payton on NRL 360 when you were on there last night, Buzz, and we spoke to him this morning as well. I mean, he sounds very drained. What does this mean for the Warriors?
Well, it means they're without a coach, doesn't it? And I don't know where they're going to turn now. There's a bit of talk now that Nathan Brown is the new favourite, but Brownie told him only a month ago. Look, his kids, when you consider England, Newcastle, then back to Sydney now, been to more than 10 schools, and he's really, you know, reluctant to, you know, go to another country again, and, you know, he'd prefer to settle into Sydney. But, you know, NRL coaching jobs are hard to get, aren't they? But it was a personal decision that the coach made last night and from the Warriors, Todd Payton, and so it'll be interesting to see the next step.
Thanks, Buzz, for the update. We'll catch your story there at dailytelegraph.com.au. Thank you.
Good on you, guys. Cheers.